Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and coming up tomorrow, by the way, our susceptibility to political euphemisms. Supporting the national defense is more popular than funding the military. Assistance to the poor is three times more popular than welfare. The psychology of political euphemisms coming up tomorrow here on The Brian Lehrer Show. Right now, is anthropology a science? That question is almost as old as the discipline itself. And the battle between those who see anthropology as a science and those who take a more humanistic approach has come to a head once again. Last month, the American Anthropological Association caused quite a stir when it voted to strike the word science from its long-term mission statement. So much so that on Monday, the American Anthropological Association issued a statement of clarification on its decision, saying it recognizes, quote, the crucial place of scientific method in much anthropological research. So joining me now to talk about the decision as well as the clarification is Professor Hugh Gusterson, member of the Executive Board of the American Anthropological Association. Also joining me is Peter Peregrin, President of the Society for Anthropological Sciences. Welcome both of you to WNYC. Hello.
Hello. Thank you, Brian.
Professor Peregrin, most of us have never studied anthropology. So to start out, what is anthropology?
Anthropology is the study of humans in all of their aspects. I consider it a discipline that takes a biocultural approach, which means that human beings are seen at the same time as biological organisms and as cultural organisms, and that culture is one of the ways that human beings adapt to and live in their environments. And that perspective may be one of the things at the heart of this controversy, whether you accept that perspective on human beings or not.
Professor Gusterson, anything to add, subtract, or change?
I think Professor Peregrin has given a definition of anthropology that many but not all anthropologists would agree with. The statement I've heard that I would disagree with, I'm afraid, is yours, Brian, in your setup to the show, when you said that the Anthropology Association voted to strike the word science. At our executive board meeting in late November, we approved two documents. One was called What is Anthropology? And the other was the long-range plan for the association. The document What is Anthropology?, which was approved the same day as the long-range plan, has the word science all over it. In rewriting the long-range plan, the subcommittee who did that did remove the word science. They hadn't meant to signal any step away from science. So I think actually there's been something of a misunderstanding here. So we have one document where the word science was actually inserted and proliferated, and another where it was removed, but there was no overall intention of stepping away from science on the part of the association.
Professor Peregrin, do you see it the same way?
Well, absolutely. The statement, what is anthropology, I think is a wonderful statement about what anthropology is, and I would encourage any of your listeners to go and look at that. I think that would have broad support. The long-range plan is an entirely different document, and part of the confusion, I think, is that those two are so very different. And I think that Professor Gusterson is correct that it is a point of confusion.
Well, I was reading about this in the New York Times today, too, and I gathered from that that you, Professor Peregrin, were not too happy with the dropping of the word science in the context that it was dropped. Was that misreported?
Oh, no, not at all. That's in the mission statement of the long-range plan. And there are two issues with that mission statement. One of them is that science was dropped. And I may not have this exactly right, but in the original mission statement, that still, by the way, is the statement of purpose for the association in the bylaws, it says that the purpose of the American Anthropological Association is to advance the science of anthropology in all its aspects. The reworded statement is that the purpose is to advance public understanding of humankind. And that, in addition to removing science, changes the purpose of the organization in a fairly fundamental way. And so both of those things were and still remain a concern, because that statement is still in place and still, in theory at least, will guide the organization into the future.
Listeners, we have about 5 minutes for any anthropologists to call up, or anthropology professors or anthropology students. Is this a debate that matters to you? And how about anybody on the side of downplaying science in the definition of anthropology? Is there anybody like that out there, or is this all a tempest in a teapot? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Professor Gustafson, does this have anything to do with advocacy, that one way of looking at anthropology, more sees it as a push for human rights and human dignity, and that's what's at the heart of all this, and labeling it a science, or too clearly labeling it a science, makes it look like this objective, detached thing, when it's really more about, advocating for the rights of people in all kinds of societies and their dignity?
I'm afraid to say I think that's a fundamental misunderstanding of what this is about. And I was appalled to see the article in today's New York Times, which I'm afraid to say seriously misrepresented the discussions within the association, I think. Many of the people within the discipline of anthropology who think they have an obligation to advocate embrace science. They feel that they cannot advocate without the authority of science underneath them. If you want to advocate for rainforest Indians whose habitat is being destroyed, you need the science of forestry in order to explain why deforestation is so damaging to them. So I think actually that this has been fundamentally misrepresented. Many of the more activist-oriented anthropologists actually embrace science, and I've been getting emails from anthropologists who consider themselves to be activist-oriented saying that they're fundamentally perplexed by the media representation of this.
So again, since a lot of my information is coming from that Times article, Professor Gustafson, it basically says you were in favor of dropping the word science and adding the phrase the public understanding of humankind to the planning statement. So you don't see those two things as in opposition to each other in any way?
I don't see them as in opposition to each other, and I want to emphasize, although I wasn't on the subcommittee that rewrote the long-range plan, I'm just on the overall board that approved both the What is Anthropology statement and the long-range plan, we never saw this as let's drop science and replace it with something else. The association for 10 years has had a broad consensus that we want to be more in the public eye, that we want to learn to bring our knowledge to a broader public more effectively. So the insertion of the word public understanding of science was all about how we can share our knowledge, whether you construe that as scientific or not, with a broader public. It was never meant to signal that we were substituting one for the other.
So, Professor Peregrine, maybe this is going to bring all anthropologists together. Instead of having a debate among each other, you're all going to be angry in a unified group against the press.
Well, just the New York Times.
No, and I have to say I haven't read the Times this morning, so I need to look at that. There is a real division within the organization, and I agree, and it's absolutely true, that most activists, if not all what we would call practicing or applied anthropologists, do employ empirical scientific methods. I think that one of the things in this debate is that science is kind of used as a catchword or as a metaphor for what I call more explanatory approaches, or anthropologists who try to explore broad variation in human culture and explain it, versus those anthropologists who are more descriptive and attempt more to understand particular cultures. And there is a subgroup of those more descriptive interpretive anthropologists who do aggressively attack scientific approaches. And it has caused a very deep rift in the field. And I think the response to this change shows how deep that rift is. What I hope will happen is that the association and anthropologists will attempt to examine that rift and try to overcome it.
Let me get one
Maybe
call in here from Professor Gustafson. Go ahead. Go ahead briefly.
With all due respect to Professor Peregrine, I do feel that he's fighting a battle that ended 10 years ago. There was a time in the mid-1990s, the time of the so-called science wars, when a number of people in different humanities and social sciences were embracing postmodern theory from France. Those days have ended. When I talk to younger anthropologists in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, they're really not so interested in the social construction of knowledge, which was the buzzword 10 years ago. And if you read some of those French theorists, like Bruno Latour, who coined the term the social construction of knowledge, he himself has backed off of many of his more radical claims of the 1980s. So I really think this is an unfortunate exhumation of a battle that ended 10 years ago.
My response would be, if the battle's ended, then the response to this change would not have been as big. It would have involved a handful of disgruntled people, and it would not have raged the way that it has. So, that's a genuine disagreement, and it's something that we should explore and find out what's actually happening in the field.
Well, to have a battle, you have to have two sides. I've had no one emailing me saying, oh, great, let's keep science out of the mission statement. I'm not hearing from anyone who wants to do that, or anyone who's saying the forces of postmodernism have won.
This is a debate. I can tell you that there is a group of anthropologists who feel that as scientists they are marginalized, and those are the members of not only the Society for Anthropological Sciences, but the Evolutionary Anthropology Society. And I think that the reaction to the change that the board made shows that that marginalization is there. And so if the association wants to bridge that divide, I think the first step is to recognize that there are people who do still feel strongly about this, and that there needs to be some work to heal those.
Some kind of debate to have here, and I think we had it in the last few minutes. So Peter Peregrine, President of the Society for Anthropological Sciences, Hugh Gustafson, Member of the Executive Board of the American Anthropological Association, thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.